Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank the like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, you have to pay money to visit the grave of Karl Marx. That's because Marx enthusiasts have no realistic way to maintain the property without charging a fee. To me, it doesn't look like a grave. It looks more like a fantastic urinal. It makes me wonder if the fee includes a roll of toilet paper too. I'm just asking for a friend. It also makes me wonder how much more money could be made by allowing visitors to pee on the grave for an extra fee. Up next, for a generation that can't find a good man, women sure are pregnant a lot. That's because women, while younger, have no standards, except for a man's looks. And then eventually when they get older, they find standards, but by then the good men are gone, and all that's left is Tyrone's kid and $50 to their name. Number 3, England says that the British public will be called upon to fight if the UK goes to war. I wonder, does that include the feminists and Mohammeds too? Or does affirmative action apply to everything except for this? It's probably going to be white males and not the general public. But they shouldn't worry, because while all the white British men are fighting Russians, millions of migrants will stay behind and keep their women company so they aren't lonely. Moving on is Maka, and she says the DNA tests are annoying, and babies are a blessing, and the men just need to accept the baby that they're given. Easy for a woman to say because she knows the baby's hers. But for a man, there's a 1 in 3 chance that his partner's baby isn't even his. Only a woman that has something to hide will say taking 3 seconds to swab her pie hole and send the sample to a lab is annoying. Number 5 is Britney Spears, and she's been banned from the Four Seasons LA Hotel for going topless at the pool. Looks like life is getting really rough for her as her attention dries up and she approaches post-ball celebrity cat lady status. If she was 21 and doing that, I'm sure that no one would have complained, and they would have sold out all the rooms that particular night. But no one wants to see washed-up weirdos anymore. Up next, we have Business Insider showing that 42% of 18 to 29-year-old women are now liberal, and that is way up from 30% in 2013, or 27% in 2004. Is this because of fatherlessness or something else? I'd like to see this laid out over the total college debt chart. Up until 2004, it was a little bit down, and that's when MySpace and a few years later Facebook showed up. Social media, I believe, contributed to this, and in 2013 it shot up around the time of mass adoption for Tinder. Number 7, a couple is hospitalized after a man gets his head stuck in his wife's nether regions. I doubt this is a real story. No sane man would ever wife up a woman like that. But alas, it's fake, and it's satire. After all, how would he breathe with his head up there? At least he didn't get his head stuck in a man's behind. At least they're both leaning into each other instead of one leaning into the other. Moving on, it looks like Lonely Fools has hit this generation of women the way that drugs hit black communities back in the 1980s. Women's oxygen these days is digital attention. Things like TikTok, Instagram, and other social media just offer them low-quality attention, but they seem unable to tell the difference. It also makes me wonder if Lonely Fools was created by the CIA. Number 9, the female judges of the Supreme Court have ruled that Texas needs to take down barbed wire and let the illegal migrants in. Looks to me like Joe Biden wants the Texas National Guard to serve as Walmart greeters for the country, instead of defending the border from millions of criminal illegal aliens. And that's what happens when you have women and simps running your courts. Up next, my most viewed post for this video is Swift and her beau with their new son. Remember that a man always needs to accept the child he's been given as it's a blessing, and a DNA test is just annoying. Well, in this case, it's also not necessary. I'm sure that AI companies are going to ban the creation of images like this as well. Eventually, there will be private AI companies, though, that will create anything you want overseas, without having to worry about US laws. The Swifties are pissed, and now they're taking legal action against this. Number 11 is a picture from a recently opened women-only nightclub. But someone has to buy the drinks and ask women to dance. But by the looks of it, they're too cheap to buy the drinks because I don't see a single one of them on any table. Unfortunately, this is yet another fake story. I had my hopes up that it was real, but it was just a hiring event for bottle girls. Here's what men's clubs used to look like before women banned them. Fine dining, reading, paintings, culture, and intelligent conversations. Moving on, looks like Barbie gained 30 pounds and says that she loves her comfy leggings. Ken says that if they're called leggings, then why is your stomach in them? This is what she's probably going to look like in the sequel. It's called Barbie 2, the fat single mother made of plastic, with Tyrone's baby in tow. Number 13, people are saying that either way, this dude is going to get his heart broken. Then she's probably going to write another song about a failed relationship. Here's a picture of Travis showing Taylor what organ is going to be shut off. Looks like once again the jokes are writing themselves. Up next, we have the difference between a boss, a leader, and an introvert. This is so true. The introvert is most comfortable pulling his own card in relative isolation. As a small business owner, the boss, of course, which most people want to be these days, just wants to dish out orders and have everyone else do the work for him. The leader wants to lead by example and is not afraid to get his hands dirty. Number 15, Dana says that good women still exist, but our stomachs are not flat and we talk back. As Richard Cooper says, women need to stop lying to themselves because there are no high-value men out there that want an obese woman with a big mouth. I beg to differ, sir, as there are many chubby chasers out there, some of high value. But even the chubby chasers, I was a former one, don't want a loud mouth that talks back. Moving on, we have Echo, and she says for men to please stop trying to be influencers because we need electricians and mechanics. I'm begging you, she says. She wants all the attention and influence for herself, and she wants more men working in the trades so that she doesn't have to pay as much for plumbers and electricians, I suppose. Can women please stop being lonely fools models? I'm begging you because we need more nurses and teachers. But seriously, can women please stop telling men what to do? Number 17 is a story about why Generation Z is returning to God and connecting with a higher power. It's probably just virtue signaling for digital attention and clicks. Let's see how long it lasts. Young people also rebel against their parents by taking the contrarian view. Their parents are tatted up land whale atheists, so to rebel they need to have clear skin, be thin, and be religious. We can only hope this continues. But I think this new worship will probably involve a lot of selfies and altar of worship videos. Up next, do you agree that feminism is just an affirmative action program for unattractive women? Those are the apparent words of Rush Limbaugh. But I don't think so, because all women benefit from feminism, and not just the ones that are hard on the eyes. I've got one better, which says, feminism was created to discriminate against ugly men just for existing, because in the end, that's who suffers the most. Number 19, someone says that the buccal fat removal procedure should be banned. But I think the point is to make their faces look like they're suckling your schwing-schwang permanently. MAC Cosmetics has training paper for its employees, and 20 years ago, it looked the way that these women are today with their cosmetic surgery. It also makes them passable as trans women and confuses many men. What a world. Moving on, looks like Gen Z also loves self-checkout because it makes shoplifting easy. But I don't think that's the reason they like self-checkout. It's because they don't have to deal with a real-life person, and they can also use a screen, which gives them a dopamine rush as well while they're spending their money. As for shoplifting, that's probably why they really have that person in the self-checkout there, keeping track of you. Number 21, it looks like we've got Barbie's second entry in this video, and she's geriatric and ready to settle down. But the guy has to be 6'6", have blonde hair, and a big wallet. Also, 50-plus women that are single and still looking to mingle are just full of cope, aren't they? If you do get near one like this for target practice, don't forget your 55-gallon barrel full of LifeLube lubricant. Up next, we have a woman that quit her job because she's planning her wedding, and her fiancé is refusing to get a second job. She's trying to do everything she can to convince him, but wonders what happened to the phrase, happy wife, happy life. She's also spending $80,000 on the wedding, and he said maybe she should spend less, and she says she's not going to do that because she's been looking forward to this her entire life. This guy needs to run. Run, Forrest, run. Number 23, Ryan Gosling gets an Oscar nomination for Barbie, but Margot Robbie gets robbed with no nomination, nor does the director Greta Gerwig. The best part is the so-called patriarchy is what this film fought against. And in the end, the patriarchy won in the real world. The truth is that no one went to see this film for Margot. They went to see it because of Ryan Gosling. If he wasn't in it, then it probably wouldn't have done so well. Moving on as a 56-year-old woman that only dates men in their 20s, because older men can't keep up with her. But when Leonardo DiCaprio does it, it's considered creepy, and he's a dirty old man. In 10 years, this guy will probably be having kids with another woman his own age, and this woman will be questioning her decision. She's just the town bicycle and doesn't understand that she's just practice for the youngins. Number 25 and the last one, maybe this guy can join that 56-year-old and her lover. Jonathan makes it sound like he's suffering by not having a girlfriend by the age of 25, meanwhile he doesn't know how lucky he is. But seriously, if he wants a girlfriend, he needs to get a haircut, lift some weights, and stop simping out on social media. Looks like he's been sent his own way. He should date so that eventually he can choose to avoid women willingly. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making more, then please donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It helps the channel. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.